to take my leave. Yet prithee do not sigh and grieve. On the wide ocean I will fight, for to maintain the nation's right. Under noble chief commanders I resolve to take my chance. I'll board, I'll enter, life I'll venture, to subdue the pride of France. My dear, said she, be not unkind. I shall no peace nor comfort find. My very heart will break for thee, if thus we must divided be. Distraction, I shall never see thee more. Let no such fear attend, my dear. I hope to be as safe as here. For king and country's good I'll stand, and vow to fight with heart and hand. None but cowards fear to venture. Freely I will take my chance. On board I'll enter, life I'll venture, to subdue the pride of France. The youthful damsel then did cry, I'll part with gold and silver too, another person to employ, that may be better spared than you. Never shall I be contented while you leave your native shore. This warlike action breeds distraction. I shall never see thee more. My dear, all hazards will I run. My thinks the work cannot be done, except I do in person go to face that perjured potent foe. We have warlike sons of thunder, which will valiantly advance to the wide ocean for promotion, and to check the pride of France. My dear, the Royal English fleet with the Dutch navy will complete the work which fairly is begun. We fear not, but monsieur will run. For we'll drive the wrongs before us, teach them such an English dance. While they retire, still we'll fire, check the growing pride of France. With sighs and tears this damsel said, if you resolve to go to sea in sailor's robes, I'll be arrayed and freely go along with thee. Life and fortune I will venture, rather than to stay on shore. Grief will oppress me and possess me, that I ne'er shall see thee more. Said he, my dear, stay on land. Such idle fancies ne'er pursue thy soft and tender milk-white hand. Seaman's labor cannot do. Here I leave both gold and treasure to maintain my dear on shore. But still she crying and replying, I shall never see thee more. Thy wounds no more than draws to me. Alas, my heart is sunk full low, the want of thy sweet company will surely prove my overthrow. Therefore, dearest, do not leave me here tormented on the shore. Let us not sever love forever, lest I ne'er shall see thee more. Though bitterly she did complain, her sighs and tears all were in vain. He would not suffer her to go, so many cares and griefs to know. But with sweet salutes they parted. She was left with tears on shore, here often crying and replying, ah!